Today in Baltimore, the first trial for one of the six police officers charged in relation to the April death of Freddie Gray will get underway. Officer William Porter is facing charges of manslaughter, assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. He has pleaded not guilty. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has a preview of this trial and of the trials to come.
Prosecutors say on the day of Gray's arrest in April, Officer Porter responded to a call for a prisoner check from Officer Cesar Goodson, who was driving Freddie Gray in the back of his police van. Charging documents alleged that despite Gray saying twice he needed help, neither Porter nor Goodson rendered or requested medical assistance. And The Sun reported in September that Porter advised Goodson that Gray needed medical help. Porter, a city police officer since 2012, is the first to be tried starting today in Gray's death. Gray died a week after his arrest after suffering a severe spinal injury while in custody. Trial attorney J. Wendell Gordon says the Porter trial is a key case for prosecutors.
If they don't get him on the hook for anything, because it was my understanding that he had given an inculpating statement against at least Alicia White and perhaps even Goodson, but definitely Alicia White. And so I think that if they don't get him on anything, then it's going to be hard to get anybody for any of this stuff.
But University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert says the Porter trial is more of a strategic move by prosecutors.
Porter's case is going first because he offers evidence not only that may inculpate himself, but also that can be used against the officers in the second trial.
The second trial against Officer Goodson is scheduled to start January 6th.
The prosecution wants to be able to admit evidence against two of the officers who are charged with the most serious crimes.
Goodson's charges include second-degree depraved heart murder. In other words, prosecutors accuse Goodson of not having any regard for Gray's life. Porter faces 10 years if convicted of his most serious charge of involuntary manslaughter. And attorney Gordon says there will be a lot at stake at that point.
Once they put that lasso of conviction around your neck, then they can determine, or at least argue to the judge what they feel is fair and reasonable on behalf of the citizens of Baltimore City.
Gordon adds Porter would be in a position to try to get a lenient sentence if he cooperates with prosecutors.
So if they say, well, you know, he was involved in this heinous crime, however, we don't think he should receive the max because he was very cooperative and he assisted us in obtaining the convictions of five other individuals.
Professor Colbert agrees, adding there will be another element that will weigh heavily on Porter if he is convicted.
There's a very strong police culture that tells fellow officers do not testify against another officer.
Both Colbert and Gordon, who have attended pretrial hearings, say the Porter trial will be a display of how the court system in Maryland works despite international attention. Gordon says Judge Barry Williams will run his court as he has since he was appointed to the circuit bench a decade ago.
He wasn't an activist judge, so to speak, or some judge who wanted to live vicariously through the attorneys and just injected himself in the case unnecessarily.
Colbert praises Williams for doing what he says every judge should do.
He comes to court prepared. He's a no-nonsense judge, but he does allow the lawyers to argue their case, which is very important.
The trial will begin this morning at 9:30 when Judge Williams starts the vetting process for potential jurors. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.